Welcome back. It is 5:33. This Ballpark Report brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of Major League Baseball and of WNST. Pepsi is indeed the joy of cola. Alan standing by on the field. What's going on, Alan?
I have a very special guest. Hall of Fame legendary manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers and led the Olympic baseball team to gold in the last Olympics. Here is Tommy Lasorda.
Tommy Lasorda on the program.
Hello.
Tommy, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Man, thank you.
Man, every time my national show, we would always call you. I was nationally syndicated with Sporting News. You'd always come on and tell me about the pasta up there in New York City and whatnot. But what are you doing in Baltimore today?
Well, I'm here with Michael Milken. You know, Michael Milken has developed that program. It's going on 7 years now, where he comes to, he put out starting today to Father's Day, every home run that is hit in the major leagues, there'll be $50,000 donated to CapCure, which is a cure for prostate cancer. Now, every $50,000 that they give Michael Milken, he matches it. So consequently, we are going to collect a lot of money from now till Father's Day because we're hoping that these guys will hit a lot of balls out of the ballpark.
Well,
that's why I'm here with him.
Maybe juice balls and games in Colorado are a good thing, huh?
Yeah, well, the home run output has dropped a little in Colorado since they've been putting them baseballs in the humidors.
Well, I thought humidors were cigars, right?
Well, didn't you read about that?
Yeah, absolutely, I read about it. Yeah. You managed out there and thin air and all that stuff. What the home run stuff, and I don't want to turn this thing sour, but the whole steroid thing, what do you make of that being an old-time guy?
Well,
what do you believe here?
Shocked. I am completely and thoroughly shocked with all of this that has been said. I mean, I can't believe it that this guy would come out and say that and Caminiti would say what he did. And now it's going to be real bad. I hate to see that because of the fact that it's not good for you, it's against the law, and shouldn't be allowed.
For you in the Olympics, were those kids tested that you coached over in Australia?
Were they what?
Were they tested for steroids?
Yes, they were tested for drugs, everything.
So you know those kids were, at least at that point, they were clean, right?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? You can tell. You can tell them. I never saw that any of them that looked like that somebody pumped them up.
You could look
at somebody and see it was a natural way, and then just to look at him and find out about that. Hey, listen, I forgot to give you the number for that CapCure thing.
Sure, go ahead. Give it to me.
It's 800-547-CURE, C-U-R-E, which the last four numbers are 2873.
All right.
But listen, I'd like for you to really talk about it because it's for a great cause.
Now, how did you get involved with this thing here with the prostate cancer?
Mike Milken is a very dear friend of mine, and this man is just all of the energy that he has. He's put millions of dollars of his own money. See, he had it. He has prostate cancer, and he's handled it real good. So what he's trying to do is save other people. And what we try to make people do is go to the doctors and get a checkup and find out what your health status is.
Well, you know, we had the issue here a few years ago with the colon cancer with Eric Davis, who I know that you know
That's
very
right,
well.
Exactly, yeah.
And so,
Dusty Baker has it now, and Joe Torre has it. So there's a lot of people to come up with this thing. A lot of them you don't know about.
And certainly it's touched this game of baseball as well. Tommy Lasorda joining us.
Yeah, Frank Robinson has it too.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that at all. Tom Lasorda joining us live from Oriole Park at Camden Yards. As far as the Dodgers go in this interleague play thing, I asked Bruce Bochy this a little while ago. Did you ever think there would come a day when the San Diego Padres would be playing regular season baseball in Baltimore, or the Dodgers would be in Boston?
No, I never knew that would happen. And now, let me tell you something. Many years ago, the National League wanted to have that. But the American League, when they had all the stars like Ruth and Gehrig and Fox and all those guys, they didn't want to do it. I don't like it. And I'll tell you why I don't like it. Because of the fact that we were the only sport who once had a pure World Series. Now we no longer have that. I'm a traditionalist, and I wanted it to stay that way. But, of course, a lot of people like it.
What's better about the game now than it used to be? I mean, that's the one thing. I sit here and I talk about it all the time, and it's great to have an old-timer like yourself on here, played the game, managed the game in different eras, still involved with the game in this era. And we're trying to find ways to make the game better and bring people to the game and feel good about the game. And certainly I think the one thing that is detracted from the game is all the nonsense that's gone on with the union and with the owners and not getting along and a salary cap, and we're back at it again.
Well, those things have been happening over the years, so that's not anything different. Every time it's time for the agreement to come up, you're going to go through that. So we hope that we can get through it without too much problems.
But can you honestly say, as a guy involved in baseball, that there are things about the game right now that are better than the way they used to be?
Well, there's a lot of things I don't like about the game today, but it's still the best sport in the country. Because everybody can play baseball. Football, you got to be big and strong and run fast. Basketball, you got to be big and everything. But baseball, you can play it at any size. It's still the greatest game in this country. And I'm just hoping that we can get over some of the obstacles that we need to.
Tommy, you've been a great part of the game and a fixture for a lot of years. I'm going to give you a good hint now. I know you like Italian food, right?
Yeah.
If you're going to be in town, you got to go to Little Italy, and you got to go to my place down there, Amici's, okay? It's on High Street.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
Thank you. 1-800-547-CURE is the number. Tommy, thanks for coming on. Tom Lasorda joining us down at the ballpark. We got all sorts of stuff happening here, man. It's been crazy.